Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories. Special Edition is a production of Intercom Communications.
Thanks for joining us today on Special Edition. I'm Paula Dagnan. Today we're going to find out about tickets going fast for an upcoming train ride from Mountaintop to Jim Thorpe. We're also going to find out about an upcoming fundraiser for Valley with a Heart. Something brand new that's coming to our area in September. Kendra Lynn will join us and tell us about Remembering Our Fallen. And we're going to start off today by introducing you to Carol Coolbaugh. She has details on the 7th Annual International Overdose Awareness Day coming to Kirby Park on August 26th. Carol, welcome.
Thank you.
And you are a busy lady.
I am.
You have a lot of things that are going on, but one of the things that you're involved with is the upcoming International Overdose Awareness Day. Can you give us a little bit of a background on that?
Sure. International Overdose Day was founded in Australia, so it is an international event. It is August 31st, but we have been celebrating it for the last 7 years on the last Sunday of August. So our event this year is August 26th at Kirby Park from 3 to 6.
And what exactly are you hoping to gain out of this day? Awareness?
It's awareness and it's education. We will have speakers there. We will have Narcan training. There'll be many, many information tables of resources in the community. But most of all is an opportunity to give these families and friends a chance to say their child's or their loved one's name, to be remembered, to be honored as the person they were and not their drug addiction.
It must be and we hear so much about it. More and more we see obituaries that are saying the cause of death was.
Yes.
Is this kind of an event something that, as you said, they want people to remember their loved ones for who they were?
Yes.
Because they weren't using this and didn't expect for this to happen.
Yes. And they're much more than what the drug addiction did to them. They are fathers, their mothers, their siblings, children, aunts, uncles.
And I hate to ask this question, but this is your 7th year?
Yes.
More?
And unfortunately, it grows every year.
I was going to say, are there more that are getting involved now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You also told me that you are with GRASP.
Yes.
And can you explain that to our listeners?
Well, it is a national group that is online. I found it originally online when my son first passed away. And they do have local chapters all through the states. And I decided that that was something that was needed in this area. I had gone to other support groups, grief support groups, and they just wasn't a good fit. You know, having someone die from an addiction carries its stigma. It not only carries the stigma for the person that passed away, but for the family. A lot of times, you know, they blame the family for what has happened, or, you know, what went on in that house that this child became an addict.
Can you tell us about your son?
Sure. Eric was 29 when he passed away. He started fairly early experimenting, maybe a raid, with cigarettes and alcohol. It quickly progressed to marijuana, and then to heroin. He was in his first rehab at 15.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, did he have friends that were in the same
He boat? Had many friends at that age that did the same things he was doing, drinking, probably smoking pot, but they did not have that addictive Gene. And they went on. They went on to become high school graduates. They went to college. They got married. They have children. And my son ended up dropping out of school in 10th grade.
Mm. And from a mom's point of view, it must have been very difficult.
Oh,
and
sure.
Still is difficult.
It is. It is. Because you want to, you think as a parent you could fix them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I spent a lot of years trying to fix them, a lot of energy. And, of course, you know, they have to want to get well themselves. And I'm not saying he didn't, but for whatever reason, he wasn't one of the fortunate ones.
And you must have met a lot of other people that are sharing now a similar experience that you had.
Yes, and it's very healing to be with other people that understand, that don't judge, and you can speak freely of not only their death, but all the chaos and the craziness that went on in your life prior to that. So it's a very, you know, as a survivor of Eric's death, we are broken ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone through a lot of years of this disease and what it brings to a family and the chaos it brings to a family. And, you know, then on top of all that, then you have to deal with the grief.
And now you mentioned we talked a little bit about GRASP. What exactly does that stand for?
It stands for Grief Recovery After Substance Passing, and it's just a very informal group, very much like Compassionate Friends, but it's geared to people that have lost someone through addiction. And we meet twice a month. Once a month, we meet at First Hospital, and then the other meeting, we go out to eat.
Nice.
Yeah.
And again, when you're talking about getting together with such a group and you're sharing your experiences, it sounds to me, again, you've been involved in this now for 7 years. So anyone who can relate to what you went through, and still they may still feel, I shouldn't be doing this or I shouldn't be feeling this, should they?
Oh, absolutely. No, but there's no right or wrong way to grieve. And everybody just needs to do it in their own time and fashion. And you never get over it. You get through it. You move on. But there's always that hole mm-hmm. in your heart.
And when you're talking about that's the support group that you're involved with. But let's get back to the actual event that's going to be coming up at Kirby Park. You may be encountering a lot of people who hear this. Hopefully, hear our interview, hear mm-hmm. you talking, and then they may, well, where is Carol? I want to talk to her. I heard her. Mm. What do you tell someone the first time that they come up to you and they say, I'm just so mad that they could do this to me?
Well, that's all part of it, you know, and you go through stages, and I got mad also, and you have every right to feel that way because, you know, to us, it seems like such a simple solution, just quit. Just, why don't you just quit? Don't you love me enough? Don't you love your children enough? Why does this drug mean so much to you? But if you're not an addict, you don't understand that pool. And, you know, I just tell them that, you know, you have every right to feel the way you're feeling. And it will pass and you will go through many stages.
So now this event that's coming up on the 26th, it is a remembrance. And it hopefully, I think, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's also a celebration.
Yes.
Give us again the details of that. And I guess a lot of people are saying, well, how can you celebrate this, Carol?
I know. Because we do have music. And we encourage people to get out and move around and visit and even dance. And people, you know, at first we were kind of hesitant about that. We want to make this such a solemn event. You know, and it is at the end, we do a balloon release and everyone writes their child's or their loved one's name on the balloon or message and we call their names individually and they're set off. And it's a beautiful, moving event. But we also want to remember that their lives that they had. And, you know, none of them would want us to be sad. They want us to move on. And we need to remember the good times and, you know, remember by being together and trying to enjoy what their lives were like prior to the addiction is helpful.
And I think maybe even people hearing that there is going to be music and that it's not going to be somber, because the other hand is, I don't want to have to feel bad anymore.
Right.
So,
and we
I,
do feel bad. So you need, and that's why we go out to eat once a month. There's a few of us that have been there for the whole 7 years. We have a lot that cycle in and out, but we have formed a bond. And, you know, we go out to eat and we still do the same thing. We talk about our families and our loved ones, but, you know, we're also laughing. And people, if they ever saw us at a table, would never believe that we're a group of grieving family members. But, you know, we do laugh, and it's okay to laugh. And your family, your loved one would want that.
I think you're absolutely right. You mentioned the balloons. Is this something that anybody who's listening has to pre-register for?
No, just come. It's a free event. You know, everything is free. We do have raffle baskets, of course, that you can purchase tickets. But other than that, the food is free. The entertainment is free. We have some activities for children. And the balloons, you know, everything is free.
So all somebody has to do, they don't even have to tell you they're there.
No.
Just take a balloon.
No. Well, we like to have them come in and at least write their child's name down so we can call their name out.
Mm. But if they don't want to.
I keep saying child, yeah, I'm
exactly.
Sorry.
No, well, you're looking at it from one perspective,
yes.
And that's a lot of it. But even if they didn't want to do that.
No, they don't have to do anything. They can just come.
Because a lot of it is just anonymous,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's just enough to get somebody in where you feel like, okay, these people are having the same experience I am,
mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just nice
And we have great speakers. We have recovering people in recovery, long-term recovery. We have the DA will be there. We have some of our local officials. So you can actually... You know, also go up to any of those individuals and ask them questions and, you know, pick their brain and see what's going on and what they're trying to do to help this opiate epidemic.
And maybe it's not even someone who is a family member. Maybe it's actually a person themselves.
Oh, yes. Yes. We get a lot of people that are in probably actively using, coming.
Well, I commend you.
Thank you.
It's very generous to be able to help others when you yourself are still dealing with what you have to deal with.
Well, a lot of people look at that way, but I find it very healing for me. So that's kind of a selfish reason, but that's one of the reasons I do it, is because it helps me.
See, I told you I knew you were a busy lady. Now, again, give us the information as far as the event at Kirby Park. And then if you would also give us the information and any contact information for the support group.
Okay. Well, the event is Sunday, the last Sunday of August, the 26th at Kirby Park at the amphitheater from 3 to 6. And like I said, it's free. So just come down and enjoy the music and, you know, the activities that are going on. The support group is called GRASP, and you could look it up under their www.grasp. It is at First Hospital on the fourth Wednesday of every month, and then the second Wednesday we go out to eat. But it's always someplace different, so I can't really tell you that. But if you come, contact me, you know, my phone number, I know I'm not supposed to give it out, but it's everywhere, so it doesn't bother me. I just tell people, call me, let me know, you know, you want to come, and it's 570-991-7199.
Carol, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thanks again for Carol Coolbaugh joining us today on Special Edition to tell us about the 7th Annual International Overdose Awareness Day coming up Sunday, August 26th at Kirby Park in Wilkes-Barre from 3 to 6 p.m. Carol also told us about the support group GRASP, G-R-A-S-P, Grief Recovery After Substance Passing. You can reach Carol at 570-991-7199. Don't go away. More Special Edition to come. Welcome back to Special Edition. We're going to meet Kendra Lynn. She is the organizer of Remembering Our Fallen National Monument, as well as Escort. It's a first-time, one-of-a-kind event that's coming here to northeastern Pennsylvania. Kendra has the details.
The event is a national memorial. It's called Remembering Our Fallen National Monument. It is a traveling monument that travels across the United States to different places. It'll be at McDade Park September 7th through the 11th.
So it's kind of like a... We've had traveling exhibits that have come through before, Vietnam Memorial and things like that. What is this one?
This one is everyone that has been killed in action since the War on Terror, so since 9/11.
So when you say everyone has been killed in action, are you talking about the people in the towers?
In the military.
In the military.
In the military. Killed in action in Iraq or Afghanistan.
And how did you become involved in all this?
Unfortunately, I am a sister of a brother that was killed in Iraq in 2007. My brother, Staff Sergeant Stephen Tudor, he was killed on April 21st.
And do you have a local connection here?
I'm from Tunkhannock, so I've lived there for the last 25 years. So my brother was a graduate of Dunmore High School from 1989, so that's why I decided to bring it here.
And what process did you have to go through? First of all, of course, condolences on your brother.
And, thank you.
And we thank your family for their service. But what did you have to go through? And what? How does this process happen?
Well, it's a lot of fundraising. I happen to see it. I am involved in a lot of Gold Star family programs. So this came across my email, and I kind of just looked at it and thought, wow, that would be amazing. Because unfortunately, our local area, we have a lot of fallen soldiers. So I thought that would be amazing, and I know all the families. So back in October, I saw it, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I wonder if I could do this. So then I looked a little more into it. It's over $10,000 to bring it here.
Wow.
So I'm also on a 9/11 committee with the commissioner of Lackawanna County, Pat O'Malley. So immediately I went to our committee, and I'm like, I want to do this. Can you help? And, you know, of course, they were like, absolutely, you know, let's do this. So we were fundraising all the way up from last year up until now to raise the money, and we did. So I'm thankful. We had so many wonderful sponsors, too, that just stepped up and was just so willing to help us.
For the benefit of our listeners, explain Gold Star Family to me.
Gold Star Family is the immediate family of someone that was killed during action. So anyone, I mean, this goes back not just the War on Terror. It's every war that's ever been had. So if you are immediate next to kin, you are a Gold Star family, because that means one of your brother, sisters, son, daughter, parent was killed in action.
When we're also talking about this exhibit now, $10,000, that's a lot. What exactly is the exhibit? Is it a wall? Is it?
It's they're pillars. They're maybe like 10-foot pillars almost. And they have pictures of, there's usually a military picture of them and then a, you know, regular picture of them with their family or their children. Or, you know, my picture of my brother, I have one over in Iraq of him and then one of him holding my daughter Taylor when she was a baby. There's like 12 huge pillar stands.
Almost like sheets of vinyl?
Yeah, sheets of vinyl, I guess you could say, with the pictures all on them. And there's over 4,700. So pictures of the fallen on this monument. So it's big.
Wow.
It's big. It's the size of half a football field.
Yeah. that's pretty
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
Now,
it's
if anybody is listening, would they have already been invited, or is this something that they can still get in on?
Oh my goodness, they're absolutely invited. It's completely open to the public. Like I said, it starts September 7th, and it's from dawn till dusk every day. On September 11th, it'll end at 11 with the closing ceremony. Saturday is definitely the day to be there. The opening ceremony is at 10. We have great great speakers. After the opening ceremony commences around 11, we will be reading the names of all of the fallen from Iraq and Afghanistan. So that's over 7,000, unfortunately. So that'll go throughout the day. On Thursday, September 6th, we are escorting the monument in, which is going to be amazing. So if you have a motorcycle, if you have any kind of military vehicle or first responder vehicle, or if you just want to bring your car, we're starting to get together at Mohegan Sun Arena, not Casino, Arena, at noon. The monument's scheduled to arrive at 2. And then we will be escorting, I think we have close to 500 motorcycles right now, we'll be escorting the monument all the way down to McDade Park. So that's going to be amazing.
That sounds like I got chills.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Chills. What about anybody who may be hearing about this and saying, oh, I have someone that I would like to honor? Is it too late for something like that?
If you have someone that was killed in the war from Iraq or Afghanistan, if they're not already on it, it is too late for it to be on it for this one. But I strongly suggest you go to their website, which is rememberinourfallen.org. Go right in there and you can add them. So in the future, it'll be on there.
And is there a cost?
No cost. Nope. You just, you know, you send your information and you'll send the pictures. You'll write a little thing about them. And then they'll do it for you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your brother?
Yes. Like I said, he was an 89 graduate of Dunmore High School. He loved his family. He had 2 children and married to his wife, Wanda, who was also in the Army. He was stationed up in Fort Drum, New York, where he was there for a while. It was his 3rd tour over in Iraq. He was also in the first war in 90, in Operation Desert Storm. He was 1 year away from retiring, and he got told that his deployment was going to get extended. So unfortunately, that extension cost him his life. We're super proud of him, though. I mean, his wife, and they miss him so much. We miss him so much.
But again, it must be so rewarding to be able to share your stories with 7,000 others whose pictures are up there.
It helps. It helps that you're not alone, and everyone handles grief differently. So my way of dealing with it is to get his name out there, get all of them out there to, you know, get people to realize that freedom isn't free. You know, they sacrificed their life. When you sign up, you don't sign up to die. You sign up to protect your country. And if that's the cost, you know, it happens. But we can't lose the thought of them, you know, actually dying and realizing what they did for us. And that's given their life. I mean, without them, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
And we might not be here.
Yeah, we might not be here. So I'm just so thankful for him and everyone else that, you know, puts their life out there on the line every day for us.
Do you know offhand if there are any other locals who are going to be displayed during the...
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I got a hold of all the local families. I know them all. So, you know, when this first started, I immediately reached out to them and say, hey, if you're not already on this, get them out there, get them on there, submit it. So when it's here, they'll be able to come. And we have a lot of Gold Star families that are joining us. We have some coming from Delaware all the way up here to, you know, to see this monument because it's the first time it's in Pennsylvania. So
that was going to be my next question. I've never heard of this particular monument. Like I said, we've had others that have come through the area.
Yeah.
So this is something relatively new?
Yeah, it actually was unveiled just last September in Washington, D.C. at the National Monument down there. Then since then, it's traveled to the Rose Bowl. It was there that week, Ronald Reagan Library. It just keeps traveling. So it's definitely fairly new. So like a year old.
Boy, that's, and you got it here.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened for the weekend of September 11th. I was just like, I want this. I'll worry about the money later. So, and that's kind of what happened.
That just shows me that you are quite the go-getter. And you said you've been in, you're involved now with the Lackawanna County Commissioners. And do you have other things planned, or have you had other things planned?
Well, what we normally do, started a couple years ago that I became on the committee, we do a 9/11 service at McDade Park because there's a monument there that they had done for all the Lackawanna County soldiers that were killed and people that perished in 9/11. So we were always doing that. And this is why I incorporated it. For Memorial Day, I do a balloon release in Tunkhannock every year because I'm from Tunkhannock. I organize that. I get people in town, and we have a balloon for every soldier that was killed in the state of Pennsylvania. And then at the end, we have a beautiful ceremony, and then we release them, which draws in hundreds of people. So that's pretty amazing, too.
Well, not only does it sound like that you have these wonderful events that bring everybody together, but it also sounds to me like you are a good resource for someone who may have lost someone and may just need somebody to talk to. Do you have your own Facebook page, website?
I do. Yep, I do. It's just Kendra L. Lynn on Facebook. You could also follow the monument and the escort on Facebook, Remember in Our Fallen National Monument, and then Remember in Our Fallen Escort. So you'll find that on there to get more information, too.
Once again, give us the dates, the where, the when, and start with right from the beginning where they're going to be meeting at Mohegan Sun.
September 6th at noon, we're going to start to line up. Kickstands are up at 2. We're going to escort the monument down 81 through down to Music, out Davis Street, and over to McDade. So everyone could line the streets in those towns if you're there, because it's going to be amazing. And then we'll assemble it, and then Friday morning it's go time. So right at dawn, September 7th, right through September 11th.
And what's going to happen September 11th?
September 11th, we'll just have a small closing ceremony, and then we'll wrap up. But September 8th, Saturday, that's going to be a great day. We have an opening ceremony at 10 a.m. We have Alicia Lynn singing the national anthem. We have someone coming up to represent Governor Wolf. We have a lot of things going on, a couple Gold Star families speaking, beautiful singers, fiance of Jan Argonish, Talia, she'll also be singing. So that's going to be a great day.
Wow. Kendra, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is amazing. And I have chills.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks once again to Kendra Lynn for joining us here on Special Edition today to tell us about the upcoming Remembering Our Fallen National Monument that will be coming to McDade Park in Scranton, as well as the Remembering Our Fallen Escort, which will bring the monument to the park on September 6th. Again, if you would like some more information on either one of those events, you can check out the Facebook pages Remembering Our Fallen National Monument and Remembering Our Fallen Escort. Now don't go away. There's more Special Edition to come. Welcome back. Special Edition. Intercom's Nikki Stone caught up with Rick Timmerance. He's the president of Valley with a Heart. They have a fundraiser coming up on September 2nd, and you're invited.
I wanted to talk to Rick. He's with Valley with a Heart. How are you today, Rick?
Good, Nikki. Boy, you had a very busy day today.
It is quite a busy day today, yes. And there's so much going on in the area.
I know. I want to thank you for taking the time out so we can discuss maybe something good for a change.
Mm-hmm. And making a difference in other people's lives.
Well, we try.
Yes.
With Valley with a Heart Benefits, and what we do is we do benefits for seriously ill children.
You see, you give money to, let's say, a huge organization because they help one cause. And then you don't know where the money goes, because then you get your bill in the mail and you're like, how much do I owe? This is ridiculous.
Right.
It's scary.
That's right.
And then you know that their CEOs are making, six figures in salary.
Right.
And you have to wonder, and then the research isn't getting anywhere. They're not moving anywhere. I think it's far better off to help individual families as they need it. And that's what your organization does.
Right. And back 18 years ago when we first started this, we, you know, some of the big organizations that, you know, they do well. They mean well and everything else.
Some.
And I always use the old adage as our pie chart is all one color. Whereas we give out, everything we take in is returned. There is no CEOs, there is no board of directors or anything else. We're just local people trying to do good and making a difference in our community.
Mm-hmm. So you're doing this bike run on the Sunday of Labor Day weekend, which is September 1st this year, correct?
No, I believe it is the 2nd. Yeah, we do it every Labor Day.
My daughter's birthday is the 1st. Don't tell her I got the day wrong.
Hopefully she's not listening.
She's sleeping. Don't worry.
Okay. Yeah, this is probably the biggest one in, well, at least the Luzerne County that I know of. If it's a nice day out, we'll get over 400 bikes. We run 15 bands. As a matter of fact, we built our own band shell at one time. So when one band stops, another one starts. There's no delay in coverage whatsoever.
And you have some of the area's best bands playing. 40 Pound Head, Oz,
yeah.
Highway to Hell, who covers AC/DC.
Yep. Oz. Some of them have been with us from day one, 18 years ago. And
Iron Cowboy.
Yep, Iron Cowboy, Big John.
Rock.
He's very instrumental in putting all them bands together for us and running sound system and everything else.
Cover rock and country in that.
Oh yeah, yes. we're a pretty diverse group here.
And some pretty good food too. You serve up there with your halushki and pierogies and.
Oh yeah, especially we'll be doing what like we did last year. I smoke briskets and ribs and everything else. So it's not just your basic, you know, fair food.
And
we have
better.
Baskets,
so
we have a huge raffle. We have a huge basket raffle. We have the Nanticoke Fire Department will have a beer tent set up there, so we can't forget about the refreshments in case we need to be.
All right, let's talk about the families that you're helping this year.
There are three of them, and what we do basically is, you know, we will pick three or four throughout the year and put a face in front of everything. Throughout the year, we help more than three families. As a matter of fact, I can't even begin to tell you in the 18 years how many families we have helped with over probably $500,000 within the 18 years. The three that we picked this year range anywhere from, we have one child that's three and the other two are 1 year old. And like I had discussed with you, you know, when you think you got it bad, you should see some of these families, what they go through with a sick child. I could not imagine. I'm so grateful.
I know, and you're doing this year's in honor of a girl who battled.
Yes. Amanda was our second poster child, and she was a doll, and she beat cancer several times, and then, you know, it got to that point where this year she died on 3-2. She had a tough life, but she and the first child, they were basically the ones that keep us motivated.
Yeah.
You know? So
you keep doing it.
As much as I want to give up sometimes, you know, if you can go to valleywithaheart.com, there is a diary written by our first child and what that day meant so much to her, not only in monetarily or money for the family, but all these bikers that didn't know her that came out to try to help her. It melts your heart. And when everybody gets depressed about doing this for so long, we go and I try to read that. And you know, that'll motivate everybody back again.
Do you know,
I have a core group of about 15, 18 people, and they just will not stop. They're awesome.
Do you know what any of the children are going through? Do you know what their specific diseases are this year, the three that you have picked? But I do know that, in addition, if a family is in need of something, traveling expenses or whatever, they could come to your organization, and you'll try to get them gas cards or whatever you can do to help.
Yeah,
help
that's
them.
What we do. Like I said, we help many families throughout the years. They can go to Valleywood Heart. There is a download section for application of assistance. We can't get into the, you know, I couldn't even pronounce some of their ailments or whatever, but with that HIPAA Act and all this other stuff,
okay.
You know, you got to really watch without their permission. And gas cards, oh my God, we probably go to $2,000-$3,000 worth of gas cards for their trips to the hospital in a month.
Because that, even if you have insurance, that stuff adds up. And families,
sure.
they're going to the hospitals and they might have to take off work. There's
right.
not a lot of money available.
Right.
Well,
a lot of the parents have to quit work just to be able to take care of their child. And, of course, that throws them further and further in debt with gas bills and electric bills and all the utility bills.
Yeah, so it's good that your organization has decided that you did. How did you first decide to do this? Was it somebody that you knew that needed help?
Yeah, well, a bunch of us just happened to be, imagine this, sitting in a bar having a beer, and we rode. And one of our members came up and said, hey, listen, my niece needs some help. What do you think we can do something? I said, yeah, let's try to put together a motorcycle ride. Well, that year, with Elise Harrison, and we probably had 150 bikes, and then it just kept growing from there. Kept growing and growing and growing, and now, here we are 18 years later.
Now it's people, like anybody from the Valley who wants to go online and fill out the application, tell them your story, what you're going through with your child.
Right.
You may be able to get some help as well. So there are people that you don't know really firsthand.
Right. Well, absolutely. Just with a doctor's signature alone, they'll get something. You know what I mean? They'll get money put in an account for them. We pay bills. We don't give anybody cash. We don't write anybody personal checks. So we do have a system of checks and balances.
So that you know that the parents aren't going out and spending it on other stuff.
Needless stuff that doesn't help the child, yes.
But if it's going to help the child, you're going to be there to help. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
You're making a difference in Northeast PA, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much for checking in on that, Brick, and I hope to see you on September 2nd at where St. Faustina's Grove.
This is St. Faustina's Grove in Shaytown. Again, you go on the website. There's phone numbers there. If you have any questions, I have posters out and everything else. Be more than happy to answer any questions that they may have. And you are making a difference.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a wonderful day.
All right, Nikki. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Michelle Riley's here on Special Edition to tell us you better hurry. You don't want to miss this train. Let's introduce you to Michelle Riley from the Rotary Club of Mountaintop. And the reason you're here is we're going to get on board and go on the train. Where are we going?
We are. So our fourth time we're doing this train event, it goes to Jim Thorpe from Mountaintop. What an exciting day we have planned. We go to Old Historic Jim Thorpe. So many things to do there, the shopping and restaurants and museums and art places. It's just a lovely, lovely town. We do it every year. We take about 620 passengers with us.
Wow.
Pulled by a steam engine, the 425 to be in fact. If you've done it before, you know what we're talking about. It's quite fun. This time we moved it back to September 22nd, hoping to catch a little fall foliage on the way.
Maybe a little bit after all the weather that we've had and the rain. So you said you've done this before. Why did you happen to pick this particular event as part of the Rotary event?
You know, it was sort of an accident. It was, the idea was brought to us by another organization. They kind of asked us to jump in with them, jump on board, no pun intended. But we said yes. And it was such an amazing experience and such a huge sellout immediately. People love it so much that we decided to bring it back. And every time we do, it just becomes more and more fun and exciting. And it's growing by leaps and bounds.
Now, give us an idea about what happens during the day. So where do you go? How do you get there? You're our tour guide. So let's get on board with Michelle.
So you're going to drive into Mountaintop, and you're going to go to the Mountaintop Hose Company number one, where we have plenty of parking, and then we have buses that shuttle you less than a mile away to the Penobscot train yard. At the train yard is where the train will be, and of course that's where we'll board from there. Train takes you then to Jim Thorpe, and then you spend the whole day there. And about 3:30 in the afternoon, we start boarding back to head back to Mountaintop, where the buses will be waiting to take you back to your vehicle at the Mountaintop Host Company. It works really well. Nobody waits any more than 20 minutes to get back to your car on the way back.
That's great.
If it's too warm, we supply everybody with bottles of water. We have an EMT or a paramedic on board if anybody's not feeling well. We take real good care of you. There is a bathroom on every single train car. And we have about 9 train cars that go down at least.
Yes. Now, when you're on your way to Jim Thorpe, are there certain things that you're pointing out? Do you have a kind of a tour guide? Or
how about this? The train does provide somebody that explains everything on the way through this beautiful Lehigh Valley Gorge. So you're going to see the river. Sometimes we see whitewater rafting going on our way down. But they will describe everything to you. We go through 2 tunnels. Very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's exciting. It gets a little dark for a minute. So, there is a tour guide. Last year, we actually had someone from Jim Thorpe come on and speak at every train car a little bit about Jim Thorpe. We hand out some pamphlets and some things for you to do when you get down there.
That's amazing. And so you get there and you're on your own for the day.
You are on your own for the day. Absolutely. You can make reservations in advance for restaurants if you want to. But you're on your own. There's so much to do, so much to see and do. I've done the Asa Packer Mansion and, of course, the prison where they hung the Molly Maguires, just to name a couple of things to do, but lots.
Well, I would think that especially with the people that you've had on this trip before that are repeat customers, they give a lot of to the people who are coming that are new. What about kids?
It's absolutely kid-friendly. There are so many people that bring their families. Lots to do for kids in Jim Thorpe. And you can even get on a bicycle and ride around for the day. You can take a horse and buggy carriage ride in the afternoon. And, yeah, kids love it just as much. Just imagine being a kid jumping on a steam train and being pulled down to Jim Thorpe. It's pretty
fun.
Who
knew?
They're excited.
Who knew there was so much to do?
Very exciting.
So how do we find out about this?
So we, to purchase the tickets, we have them on sale on 2 different avenues. So you can go to the Triangle Pharmacy in Mountaintop, get them in person, or you can go to Eventbrite, www.rotarytrainride.com. We'll take you to Eventbrite, and you can purchase your tickets online if that makes it easier. Then we'll have those tickets for you at the will call table the day of the event. So you just come and get them from us that way. So those are the 2 sale avenues that we have.
Now, something is telling me that you mentioned 600 people.
Yeah.
And you've had repeat customers. So.
And we sell out. So you want to get your tickets now. Do not wait till the last minute. This is a rain or shine event. We don't postpone this or cancel because of rain. Thankfully, we've never had rain. The sun shines for us every year. But yeah, you want to get your tickets now as soon as possible because it once it sells out, then it's difficult to add more train cars at the last minute.
But you also have some sponsors of this.
Yeah, I'd love to thank our sponsors. So far, we have on board Zola Law Offices. We have Orlowski Car Wash, repeat, thank you to them. Century 21, Smith Horgan Group, repeat sponsor, thank you to them. We have NBT Bank, new sponsor this year. Kavanaugh's Grill, once again, a repeat sponsor. And we're still looking for a couple more. So if anyone would like to be a train car sponsor for $250, please contact us through our Facebook page, the Rotary Facebook page, and that's easy to get to. Send us a message. We answer the same day, and then we'll get back to you. So please, looking for a couple more sponsors.
Well, now that we're talking about Rotary, let's talk a little bit about the Mountaintop Rotary.
We are busy. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
How about this? We also sponsor a farmer's market every Sunday morning in Mountaintop in front of the Crestwood High School in the parking lot there.
Good crowd.
Lots of local farmers bring all of their vegetables and fruits and baked goods. So we have Just Simply Desserts, and we have O'Hara's Orchard. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. You don't want to miss that. You stock up for the whole week. Fresh jellies and jams and fresh fruits and vegetables. It couldn't be better.
What time?
8:30 in the morning till about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you want to get there early too. Fresh eggs. The fresh eggs sell out really quick in the morning. So you want to get there as soon as you can.
And that's right in the parking lot at Crestwood High School.
Can't miss it. Right on through 309. So you don't have to make any turns or anything. It's just right there.
Straight through.
Yeah.
Now, the Rotary Club of Mountaintop does sound like it has a bunch of fun people.
We do.
Tell us a little bit about the organization.
We are so blessed. We have people from every walk of life and people who have been true Rotarians in their hearts, giving back to the community, and that's what we do this all for, because the money goes right back into the community to help these volunteer fire companies and our local libraries and organizations like Live With Autism or Make-A-Wish Foundation, and the money just goes all back in, and we're so pleased and thrilled every time we're able to help someone. We also have a 5K event coming up in November. This is the, I believe, 3rd, maybe 4th time we're doing the 5K event. Last year, it was a huge success, and we were able to help a student at Crestwood High School and turn just under $6,000 over to their family to help with medical and travel expenses. So that
nice.
Was... That was a wonderful, wonderful event. Everybody came out. So you don't want to miss the 5K event coming up.
And we'll
up,
have
so
more on that as
tuned.
It gets a little
yeah,
closer.
Yeah, maybe we'll get together again with yeah. all of the information for that with the details. But really, really growing, and we're happy to see it growing. It does, we call it Conquer the Mountain. So it starts out at Wright Township Park in Mountaintop, and a little bit of hills in Mountaintop if you're familiar. I did it last year as a walker, and I did really good. I made the whole way, my first 5K.
Good for you.
So lots of fun. We're a busy group.
So let's talk a little bit about the group, because I'm sure that you're always looking for more enthusiastic and energetic people to come and join you.
We are. We meet every Wednesday morning at 7:30 a.m. at the chalet in Mountaintop, and we are now going to be implementing one evening meeting a month. So it'll be three morning meetings, one evening meeting. So if you can't make the morning ones, contact us. We'll let you know where the evening meeting will be. Always looking to have a new Rotarian sign up and join our amazing club. We do a lot of good things. And we have business mixers coming up as well. So, join the Rotary.
When we talk about the Rotary now, you've been with the Rotary how long?
5 years as a Rotarian. I was the secretary at first, and then I somehow quickly became the president. So I did a two-year term as the president, and then I did vice president, and now I'm just kind of back and down a little bit, bringing some new people up into that executive board level so that everyone can experience the leadership part of it, which is, you know, it's fun. It's a growing experience.
And you also, it's not just the Rotary Club of Mountaintop. There are so many other Rotary clubs throughout the world.
Right. Rotary is worldwide. We're in a district, 7410, and we have over 40 clubs just in the local district. So, you know, Hazleton and Wilkes-Barre and Scranton and Tunkhannock and Dallas and Plymouth. I mean, there's all of these wonderful Rotary clubs around. They all have their own fundraisers. We all try to support each other as much mm-hmm. as possible. So if you can't do the Mountaintop Rotary Club, there's other ones out there. So worldwide projects, I mean, Rotary is out there. Main focus was to eradicate polio. And over the last several decades, they have been able to do so. There are just a couple cases left in the world. So
awesome.
Besides the polio, clean drinking water, putting in wells in different parts of the area so that the children going to school can have fresh water. You know, just projects going on all over the place. It's amazing.
So when someone sees that you have a upcoming train ride that takes you from Whitehaven or takes you from Mountaintop through Whitehaven all the way up into Jim Thorpe,
right.
It's not just your Rotary group. You're actually representing international Rotary groups.
And we sure are. You know, when we do our local things, the money, we keep that money local, though.
Right.
That money is basically going right back into the community. We have a food bank in Mountaintop, so we definitely help out funding that project. You know, you would not believe all the families that utilize that. We also do a backpack program for the children in the Crestwood School District to send food home on the weekends in their backpack for them. Believe it or not, there are a lot of students in the Mountaintop School District who are in the reduced meal plan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is these needs that we are recognized that they're brought to us. The superintendent of Crestwood is a Rotarian. He's in our Rotarian Club. He tells us the needs that are happening in the school district. We jump on and help out. So all of these things that come to us, we know that we need to keep doing these yearly fundraisers because they're expecting our help. And even just as much as contributing to the fireworks in Mountaintop every year. So on July 3rd, every year in Mountaintop, there's fireworks. Well, the money has to come from somewhere. So we help out with that.
Wow.
Yeah, so many wonderful, wonderful things going on.
And so much fun.
So much fun.
All right, I'm going to give you one more time now. Get everybody on board that train. Put on your Michelle Conductor hat and let's go.
Let's go. September 22nd. It is a Saturday at 8:30 in the morning. Get to Mountaintop. Get your tickets, Triangle Pharmacy or Eventbrite, rotary.trainride.com.
Thanks for listening to Special Edition, a weekly look at the issues in the news and the personalities shaping the stories, a production of Intercom Communications.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.